This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Western power grid is strained. A new report argues the region's governments and utilities need to work together to keep the lights on and costs down. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
Electricity demand across the West is climbing fast, driven by longer and hotter summers, data centers, and new manufacturing. Leah Rubin-Chen is with the advocacy group Advanced Energy United, which produced the report. She says the region's power grid wasn't built for that kind of growth.
Because right now there are 38 different entities across 11 Western states, all individually doing their own balancing within their own footprint of that supply and demand.
She says that makes it harder to move electricity where it's needed most, especially when demand spikes during extreme weather. The report lays out a path toward a single west-wide energy market, aimed at lowering costs and improving reliability across the region. In some states, that shift is already underway. Nevada and Colorado have passed laws requiring their utilities to join a regional energy market by 2030. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Three Colorado Avalanche players made huge contributions in wins for their respective countries at the Winter Olympic today. Nathan MacKinnon scored a power play goal, and Kale McCarr had an assist in Canada's 5-0 rout over the Czech Republic. Brock Nelson scored two goals as USA blew out Latvia. Canada plays Switzerland Friday at 1:10 p.m. USA plays Denmark on Saturday. For more on Coloradans who are giving it their all at the Olympics, come to CPR.org.